Ah, tam skat na wa na wago maganak talas was kat na tsiraton.
I just felt your accent getting thicker and thicker that time. Get the tam skat na wa that the wago. Yo, welcome back, you guys. Fun what is igaso yan, and you're listening to the Cree Chatter Hour. Today I wanted to do some basic words, and maybe we could throw in some phrases if we have enough time in this segment. But I want to get back to teaching people some words that they could use. Just basic words. I know we were doing phrases and little things like that just recently, but let's get back to the very basics, because we want to encourage everybody who's trying to learn Cree, even if it's just one or two words a day, use it. So the first one, I know you know this one. This is a plural word. It's men. Not man, men. Not bewak.
Not bewak.
Not bewak.
Not bewak.
Yeah. Our next one is going to be woman. That's a plural. Not a woman. Not a single woman. Woman.
Woman.
That's a squewak.
A squewak.
Yeah, a squewak. So that's how you could refer to woman. The next one is boys. Not basisak.
Not basisak.
Yep, not basisak.
Not basisak.
Girls is squesisak.
Squesisak.
You know that, just a little, if you guys can hear the difference between woman and girls, is squewak and is squesisak. A squeeze to suck is like saying a little woman.
Yeah.
Like a little, she's smaller, you know?
Yeah.
Same with napewak and napes to suck. I think it's that is that makes it like a, what do you call it? Diminutive?
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's like they're saying that they're smaller. Bears. This is also another plural. It's not a bear. It's bears. I was like, it's not a bear.
Muy bear.
Musquak.
Musquak.
That's how you say bears. Musquak. More than one bear.
Oh, I just learned that today.
Dogs. Atemwak.
Atemwak.
Those, I wonder how you would say res dogs, eh?
Nehyo
atemwak.
Yeah.
I'd say nehyo atemwak. Indian dogs. And Cree dogs. Moose. Mooswak.
Mooswak.
Ooh, just about time for that too, hey?
Yeah.
Mooswak.
Mooswak.
That's different, eh?
Mooswak, yeah.
Or you know, if I didn't really know, I probably thought it was like mooswasak or something like that, but I know.
Mooswak.
Mooswak.
Okay.
Mice. Wapaksisak.
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 The next one is fox. Magesisak.
Magesisak.
Magesis is fox.
Magesisak.
Yeah. Is fox.
Magesisak. Maksisak.
Another one is spoons. Emiguansak.
Emiguansak.
Yeah. Emiguansak.
Emiguansak.
And frying pans. Napwenak.
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 Yeah. Birds. Basisak.
Ooh, basisak.
Make a song out of that right now.
Yeah. Basisak e nikamowak.
There you go. Beavers. Amisquak.
Amisquak.
Amisk.
Amisquak.
Yeah, amisquak. You know,
Amisquak.
I forgot the difference between being able to plural, we'll get into that another time, but there's a certain way that you pluralize certain things. Muskrat, wachasquak.
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 Weasels, sigosak.
Sigosak.
Yeah, sigosak.
Sigosak.
Oh, I like this word for a squirrel, ankuchask.
Ankuchasak.
But it would be ankuchasak.
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 Ravens, gagaguak.
Gagawak.
Gagaguak.
Gagaguak.
Yeah. Eagles. There's two different ways to say
eagle. Eagle-wak.
Do that again.
Eagle-wak.
Eagle-suck.
Eagle-suck.
Oh, kihiwak.
Kihiwak.
Or miksuak.
Miksuak.
Because, you know, there's two ways to say eagles.
Kihiwak e wa miksuak.
Yeah.
Eagle-wak.
Eagle
wak miksuak. Hamiksuak manito wa hea hea. Hamiksuak manito wa hetuano no sesem.
You know, like I know we always talk about how we heard a lot of the language through music, but when you start learning even just one or two words like that, then you're like, hey, I heard that word before, you know?
You know who made that song, honey? Irvin Waskowitz Sr.
Really?
For Mixo when he was born.
Really? Because
that's when he was the lead singer for Red Bull. And Francis Green, his dad, sang with Red Bull and asked Urban to make a song for his son.
I was literally just watching a video on Facebook. Red Bull set up in Little Pine, right? That's where they're from. They're from Little Pine. If you've been around Powell a long time, you know that technically these guys would be called the GOATs. They're some of the greatest of all time when it comes to sharing Nehuenu music, like Cree music, out in all over Powell country.
And you're talking about the legendary Gugus, Edmund Bull, aren't you?
Yes.
That's my bro, man. And then you see, Urban Waskowitz Sr. sitting there as well. I was watching that video as well, and there lots of legends there. There was even Melvin Stone was sitting there as well, Troy Tatusas.
Yeah, they have such an iconic sound, and even after all these years, when they set up and they're able to set up like that, they still sound the same. And I think that's something that withstands time with groups like that, is to be able to keep your own sound. And, you know, it sounds cool to hear them singing all those classic Red Bull songs. And
Dilia? I wasn't too sure.
No, she wasn't, there. I seen somebody else.
Yeah, me too. Another person I was looking for too is, when I think of Red Bull, I was looking for Joe Patagon, the original Sagway Joe. Right? So yeah. I always look for him. That's my niece, Jess. And I look for him too, and it's pretty cool. But I see now your buddy there, Nacho Libre, was singing right?
Yeah. So Coleman Bull, he's actually the nephew of Edmund.
The nephew, yeah.
It's Edmund's sister's son.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a little bro, that guy. I was trying to think of how you say Red Bull in Cree. Miko Takwano.
Miko Takwano.
Yeah, Red Bull. Miko Takwano. Or be Mikwao Takwano.
Yeah, Mikwao Takwano.
Takwano.
Yeah. Red Bull gives you wings. Paid advertisement.
But you know, did they always sing on a bass drum?
They always sang on a bass drum. I think they were the first contemporary group to bring out the bass drum, and then Stony Park, maybe the same time, I could be wrong, but maybe even Chiniki Lake did that. But I think that's the kind of drum they've only had in Kayasa. It's been in the 70s 60s, so that's where it came from. But to continue using a bass drum as a contemporary group, yes, they're still one of the only few.
And I think maybe for this our next segment, when we sing, we should share a Red Bull song.
We should.
It's not that part. You listeners have to stick around for that. But hey, speaking of events that'll be going on this weekend in Treaty 6 territory, you guys go check out Samson. I think that's the only powwow. Is that the only powwow in Canada this coming weekend?
Yeah, it's the only powwow in Canada.
Samson. Or in our part of Canada?
In our part of Canada, yes. Yeah,
but there's also Little Shell in North Dakota.
Yep.
And go, what else?
There's the
Shakopee.
Shakopee. The guys are going to go to Kenora, Cree Confed. Then I seen Northern Cree is going to be going to Nova Scotia. I seen
Millbrook.
Yeah, Millbrook First Nation. I think Jacob and them, Young Spirit, their host somewhere else. There's abundance of powwow this weekend too. So
I think there'll be a pretty good crowd in Samson though, because you know those groups you named, they're used to traveling and stuff. But we do have a lot of groups that are from around the area here. So I hope they get lots of drums there, and I hope they get lots of dancers. You know, Muscogee's, as it was Bear Park, eh?
Bear Park, ladies and gentlemen. Bear Park.
They always get when they have a good crowd, the energy's there. Speaking of that though, I heard that Rocky Boy had their powwow this past weekend, and I always love going out there. We want to say shout out to all of the Rocky Boy Kiteyuk out there. I heard you guys listen to us at your guys' place there. We want to say thanks there. We hope you guys are doing well, and we hope you guys had a beautiful celebration.
No, Tapu, we just want to say Tamskat Nawau to all our relatives, Nawagumbaganak ek there and askumuno in the wap mato takri chatter out. Again, I Nimusumpan I Pete Waska had. Veronica Waskat, if you ever wanted to know where my lineages of family come from. And nigga, we Elise Waskat to my relatives in Rockabo, that's where I come from.
Egwa, I'll do a little bit of my lineage. Nukumpan Elsie Wood, Egwa Nimosumpan Alex Wood, Nutawi Earl Wood, Egwa my Nutawi Span. Actually lived around there, the late Charlie Wood. Actually, that's who we used to always go visit when we came down there.
Chani.
We used to always go visit him when we were in the Rocky Boy era. Sure miss it. You know, I want to send some love out to my Auntie Judy, who still lives out in their beautiful place out there. Hopefully we get to see her up here in Treaty 6 territory sometime soon. But you guys, stick around. Stick around for some more Cree Chatter Hour. Return right after these messages for some good Nehio music.